Welcome to How Did This Get Made, a mini-episode. You're probably thinking to yourself, why is this mini-episode dropping on the wrong day? Well, let me tell you, because we have a very special episode coming up, and this episode is going to be in tandem with a special screening at the New Beverly Theater here in Los Angeles, California. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this next movie. It is one of the most amazingly insane, oh my God, is this happening type of movies. It was brought to my attention by Patton Oswalt. And Patton will be on the show with us to talk about this film. The movie is called Punisher Warzone. Now, let me read you what Patton wrote about Punisher Warzone. It's from Patton's blog. Punisher Warzone is the best time I've had at the movies this year. I've seen better films, much better films, but none of them made me cackle like a rail yard hobo who found half a cigar in a can of beans, and none of them had a scene where Dominic West in Frankenstein makeup convinces black, Chinese, and Irish gangs to put aside their differences and act as cannon fodder for this hissy fit vengeance scheme against Frank Castle, aka the Punisher. People are not shot in this film. They have holes blasted through them and are turned into a sticky mist. People are not punched in this film. They have their faces pummeled off. Children are not threatened. They are unfixably scarred for life. This film does not contain a hero. It does not contain an anti-hero. It contains a glowering Brit who huffs around in a bulletproof body canister like he's searching for the perfect toilet to unleash a 10 burrito dump. He's just as awful as the villains he dispatches, and unlike scores of other action heroes, does not utter a single clever or ironic quip. He'll plug someone and already be turning away, scanning the horizon for something else to kill. He's played by Ray Stevenson, but it could have easily been played by Ray Stevens. He's more of a force of destruction than Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers could ever dream on. Keep in mind, all this mayhem, insanity, and just plain big fuckedness is contained in one of the most beautifully shot films I've seen this year. It's almost distracting how gorgeous the cinematographer Steve Gaynor's palette is. It's like he studied Black Narcissus and the Red Shoes right before shooting a snuff film. That is an amazingly acute and perfect description of the film that we are going to watch. Punisher Warzone is crazy. And if you think that I'm lying, just listen to what the director, Lexi Alexander, has to say about it.
It was important to me to be authentic. And if you read those comic books and if you see those pictures, there will be people impaled and heads shut off and exploding. And that's what it is. And I think once I said yes to this movie, I committed to it. And we all committed to making it authentic. And I think everything else is a sin.
Wow. Now, what makes this episode coming up that special? We have Patton, that's special. But what makes it really special is that the director herself, Lexi Alexander, will be here in studio for the entire episode. We are going to talk to her about the film. So, I know every week we kind of play a game with the audience. You guys submit funny things in. This week is going to be different. We want you to submit some questions to Lexi. We're going to have an open, honest discussion about this film. And it's one of those films that you're really like, wow, this is bad, but it's so great. It's kind of, your brain doesn't know what to do. I certainly didn't when I saw this movie. There are characters in this movie like Looney Bin Jim. Looney Bin Jim. Here, listen to some dialogue from Looney Bin Jim.
Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy, tummy, tummy.
Are you excited yet? I'm excited just talking about it. If you want to see more of Patton and Lexi, they'll be at the New Beverly Theater screening this film with a Q&A afterwards on Tuesday, October 4th at 9:30 p.m. But if you can't make it there, you don't live in L.A., we're going to do the next best thing. We're going to be here with Lexi. We want your questions. And I want you guys to prepare. The trailer will make you queasy. It's the first time I've ever been queasy in a trailer. I want to play the trailer for you just so you get a taste of this movie. Keep in mind that it's very hard to pull clips from this film because most of it is just obscene violence. So when you hear machine guns or loud music, picture your own most violent image and then times that by about 12, and then you'll get an idea of what you'd be seeing if you were watching it. Here you go.
This isn't like any procedure that we've ever done before.
Well, that's why I'm here, dog.
Your facial muscles, tendons, bone structure, everything. It was destroyed.
evil has many faces.
You look fantastic, brother.
Yes.
Darkness has many allies.
This deal is going down tonight.
Raise your army!
But there is only one who punishes them all. This is just the beginning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Let's play a game.
God be with you, Frank.
Sometimes I'd like to get my hands on God.
FBI, drop your weapons!
You're fighting a war.
Punisher Warzone.
See you in hell.
Get ready, motherfuckers, because this episode drops October 3rd. Not our normal date and time. So listen up and get ready for Lexi Alexander and Patton Oswalt and Punisher Warzone.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.